like to thank the radio station today for giving us this airtime for today's interview. My name is Andrew Levine, and I'm with the Mi'kmaq Way Maui Yomi Secretariat. And today I'm sitting down talking with Taylin Morrison, who is the project director of the Mesquite Ogjuizen. And what we're doing is sharing some information via the radio to share information every 2 weeks. And we hope you do tune in. We hope you find today's interview somewhat or informational, and we'll keep on providing you with some information again every 2 weeks on this local radio station. So, good afternoon, Terry. Can you share with us some background information on this wind farm project?
Hi, Andrew. Sure. As most of you know, the Mesquite Ogjuizen Wind Farm is a partnership that's established between the three Mi'kmaq communities in Gaspé-Gawagi. So there's a community of Gaspé, Gaspé-Bégiak, and Listigouche who came together. Since 2009, we've been given the mandate at the Mi'kmaq Way Maui Yomi Secretariat to pursue negotiations to get an agreement with Hydro-Québec for this wind farm. Since 2009, a lot of things have taken place on the ground. We've done a lot of development work. Part of that work involved selecting a partner to develop this project with us. So back in 2012, after we went through a series of interviews where we talked to at least a dozen developers in the area, after we established a criteria that we wanted from a partner, we wanted somebody that had experience working in Quebec, that had experience working with Hydro-Québec, that was able to put the financing in place for the project, and somebody who really understood the needs and the vision that the Mi'kmaq had, we chose Innergex at the end of the process. So Innergex is a company from Longueuil. They have been working, doing work in Quebec for many, many years, so they have great experience. And since 2012, we signed a partnership agreement with them, and we have been working alongside with them to achieve this huge goal of 150 megawatt wind farm.
Okay, so 150 megawatt wind project. So how big of an area do we need? And speaking of area, where will this wind farm be located?
The wind farm is located just about, if you go up Dubé Lake near Listigouche off of the Gospem Road, about 11 kilometers past Dubé Lake, you would see the first turbine. But the access road that the employees and all of the people who are going in and out of the site that are a part of the construction will be using is on the Esquimalt North Road. So about 30 kilometers from the 132, you're going to be into the park. The area that we've reserved, because the park is located on Crown land in the MRC d'Avignon. So it's all on Crown land, and the area that's reserved for it is about 320 square kilometers. So it's quite a huge area. Within that area, we're going to be erecting 47 turbines. This technology that we have, it's a Senvion turbine. It's 3.2 megawatts. It's the first in North America, so we're pretty proud that the newest technology is going to be at our park. It's also going to have some things that we'll be considering the climate in the area. You know, we have some pretty harsh winters, so there will be a warming system there, and you know, we're pretty confident that with the background that Senvion has, that we're not going to have any trouble as we go further along during the operation of the wind farm.
Okay. So we're looking at 47 turbines to be built. Can you tell us a little bit about when this construction is going to start or the process of?
Sure. The construction started on May 25th, so today. We're going to be, for this year, the main focus is going to be on building roads. So we have about 89 kilometers of roads that need to be built. We're also going to do the work around the collector system. So that is all the underground cables that connect the turbines to the collector system. There's about 78 kilometers worth of cables that are going to need to be laid into the trenches on the side of the road. And we're also going to work on the foundation. So all 47 foundations will be poured this year. So when I say this year, I mean the construction season, which runs from end of May until around the last weeks of November, beginning of December, just depending on the snow that we get this year. It's a huge project. It's about $330 million of total capital investment. And When we look at the benefits that are going to be coming to the communities over the next 22 years, they come in twofold. One of them is on the interim. During the construction, there's going to be opportunities for Mi'kmaq tradespeople to enter into the project. We've been working on this initiative since 2009. We launched the Mi'kmaq Wind Power Partnership Initiative, where we did training. We had some millwrights, heavy equipment operators, linesmen, and now electricians who are in school getting the required diplomas that they need. We also did a recognition process for those workers who have worked everywhere. For example, the iron workers who have worked all over North America, out in Alberta, in Boston, but never worked into Quebec. So what we did is we worked with them to get their hours recognized through CCQ so that they were able to obtain their journeyman cards. So right now, as it stands, between the available workforce in the three communities, Listigouche, Gaspébec, and Gaspeg, we have about 138 people who have come forward and said that they're interested in working on the wind farm and who have taken the necessary steps to get the required training. So we're very happy about that. When we first started this project, we said we want to have 100 Mi'kmaq workers being a part of it. And some people would ask us, why do you want 100? What's up with that number? Where does it come from? But when we look back to where we started, back in 2009, we had two Mi'kmaq people who were working in the wind farm industry. So we thought by saying 100, it's at least a target that we should reach for. If we exceed it, all the better. So there is no limit. That number is not set. Like I said, right now we're up to about 138, and we're very proud of that. So I think that, when we look back, the work that we've done to get organized and how we're moving forward with our construction partner, that we're going to be able to achieve and exceed the goals that we had set out.
Okay. And who is the construction partner, who will be building this wind farm?
So earlier this year, during the spring, we went through a request for proposals process. We had five companies who submitted bids to do what we refer to as the BOP, which means balance of plant contract. What a balance of plant contract is essentially is all of the construction aspects of the wind farm. So the roads, the collector system, the transfer stations, the foundations, tower erections, and finally connecting the power to the grid. That's the balance of plant contract. So five contractors bid. We went through a number of interviews. We hammered down on all of the proposals that were received. And at the end, the company that was selected was Borea. Borea is a company that's been building wind farms in Quebec. They also have experience in Ontario and some in out west. But in Quebec, we've been familiar with them. They've actually hired quite a few of our millwrights and iron workers over the past few years with some of the initiatives that we worked on to get people experience. So we're very happy that Borea has come on board and that they're going to be leading the construction. So just to make it clear, too, when it comes to hiring, the way it works is that anybody who's interested in working on the wind farm needs to come to our office. So when I say our office, I mean in Listigouche at the Mi'kmaq Maui-Omi Secretariat, there's Ali Barnabé and Alicia Moffat, who currently work as the admin assist for the project. And they're the girls that you would need to see to talk about your experiences and how you would like to be integrated into the project. In Gaspébec, we've recently hired Amanda Crozier as the project assistant for Gaspébec, and she is located at the band office. So if you're interested, you're just hearing about the project and you want to see if you can be integrated into it, come and visit the girls. They'll assess your case and see if there's a way that we can move you forward or identify the training that you would take and what you would need to take in order to be eligible to be a part of the construction.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Tara Lynn. I'm sure in the coming weeks we'll share much more information, as I'm sure people want to talk about the long-term benefits, when the wind farm will be operational. So we plan to have much more information coming up. This will be an interview show that we will be aired on this radio station every 2 weeks. So we do thank this radio station for giving us the airtime again. And if people do want to find out more information, there's a couple of ways to do it starting today online. And you can visit muwindfarm.com. That's muwindfarm.com. And you can find out more information on the Meskigouk Chosen Wind Farm. And information will be coming to you through your mail, through flyers. look in the mail every 6 weeks. There'll be information coming to you your way through flyers. And again, every 2 weeks on this radio station. Thank you, Tara Lynn, and thank you to this radio station for the time today.
Thank you.